Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 237 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around these parts, let me tell you what the 8-Bit Geek is like. It's a lot like throwing a house party, you know, as one of those nerds in high school. You know, you get one or two of your friends, you post up flyers all around the school, you talk yourself up, like, it's going to be something, this is going to be great. You hire a DJ, you got a keg, shit is going down. 8 p.m. approaches, no one shows up, although, you know, people are just late, you know, because it's a cool thing to do, no big deal. You walk over to the DJ, ask him to play some Ice Ice Baby, because, you know, that's what's in. 10 p.m. comes, and you're just sitting there with your two friends, kicking some cups around. 12 p.m., still no 12 one.
12 p.m.?
12 a.m.
That's a 12 noon?
It's a noon.
It's an early party.
It's noon now. No one still shows up. DJ just packs it up and says, you know, you don't owe me anything for this, man. It's over.
Oh.
It's the worst party ever. But you make a pact with your friends and lie to everyone, telling them how great it was, and no one will ever know the difference. I'm Jeremy. With me today are the two men that this intro was based on.
Doug!
Kevin! Yeah, I mean, shit. Although in my college years I was like one of the first kids with my own apartment, so I threw a lot of parties, and they were all impromptu parties. It was basically like one person would come over and then someone else would call and be like, who's there? Oh, they're cool. All right, cool, I'll bring beer. And then all of a sudden I've got like 25 people in my shitty little one bedroom apartment.
Okay,
but it was fun.
Okay, so let's go around the room real quick. What's the most fucked up thing that has happened at a party that you were at? That you were involved with.
A party that I was okay.
That you hosted.
I've been at some fucked up parties.
No. That you've hosted or been at, it doesn't matter, because some of us haven't hosted any parties.
Oh, I've hosted a bunch.
Same.
Yeah, me too.
No, Ashley throws parties all the time.
Oh, I'm
just
not invited.
Just because
I'm not invited.
Yeah, you're just invited.
Yeah, fuck you. I got that first.
Nice.
I don't know if it was necessarily fucked up. It was really weird. We're at a friend's apartment, and with a group of friends, and they were talking about how like a mutual friend who like wasn't there had just gotten her boobs done, and apparently how she was like willing to show everybody, like all of her friends got to see her boobs and stuff.
Go on.
And so they were like, "Hey, get her over here. Like she's friends with like so and so. Like they're really good friends. Like she'll whip them out to show her." And so they did. They invited this chick over. Everyone was drinking, having fun or whatever. And sure enough, like about 30 minutes after she gets there, she's had a couple of drinks and her top just comes off. And then another girl's top came off. And then it was nuts. It was crazy.
Oh, Texas.
Yeah. It was just like, there's just boobs. And Katie was with me and she was just like, these girls are sluts.
And you're like,
she
yeah.
She missed the conversation where we were like, no, that was kind of the point of getting her over here was because everyone wanted to see her new fake boobs. Which then later she's like, oh, I didn't know that. I just thought that this girl just showed up, got drunk, and started taking her clothes off.
I had a similar situation, except it started with a dude getting naked in my house. That wasn't me,
as it always does.
Yeah. One of my friends had way too much to drink, and he was proud of his package, I guess, proud of what he was working with, and he's like, fuck it, I'm getting naked, and everyone else should get naked too. And I'm like, I ignored it and left the room. This is in the kitchen. The kitchen is always I think the kitchen is always the hub of every party. I think that's because where the liquor's at and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I leave for like 5 minutes. I come back in and there's still people in the kitchen, but then there's him sitting cross-legged, naked, smoking a cigarette and like trying to hold conversation with people.
Oh, so nobody joined in.
No. And then like one other dude joined in.
Oh,
and
good.
I was like, this is not the party I wanted in my dreams.
I wanted to have.
Then one girl joined in and like got topless. And then his girlfriend, the guy's girlfriend, got topless at one point. But I remember looking in the kitchen from like my living room just to see what the fuck was going on. And I took one look and I see her topless. I'm like, huh, how about that? And then you just hear my friend. He's like, stop looking at her. I'm like,
she's topless.
My house, my rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So she's the reason why you're here. Just kidding.
And then Hulk Hogan was born. No. It was a pretty drunken, debaucherous night. I remember at one point somebody spat nachos on another person and it got over my wall and even on the ceiling. So there was like nachos on my ceiling for like a good couple of months because I couldn't reach it.
Oh,
yeah, that was a party. That was a party,
man. Man, all this is for no reason. These stories to bring up. We used to have these crazy parties over at Ed's back like almost 10 years ago, and there were so many times where like Caleb specifically would bring over some chick or something, and like someone would end up naked, like
always naked,
and in the pool, and Caleb would be naked in the pool too, or you know, or whatever. Man, or like our buddy Dave, numerous times would get like super wasted and then drive home drunk. And like one time he said he fell asleep, or said someone drove him off the road and was like, "No, dude, you fell asleep." It was dumb. We were dumb. Like
I had a friend that did that
in our early 20s.
I had a friend that did that. He would drive home drunk all the time, and then he puked in his own back seat once and tried to blame it on another friend. And the friend was like, "I didn't drive home with you," and he's like, "Who puked in my back seat?"
I had a fire in my backyard once from a tiki. The two things happened at the same party. I threw a birthday party and I went to go to the bathroom and it was unlocked and I walked in and this girl was on the toilet and Vag was out and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry."
That's
and
what she happens goes, when you go to the toilet.
She's like, "Don't be sorry. You've seen a vagina before. No big deal." I was like, "Okay."
"No, I haven't." "Super big deal.
See how much you know." And then same girl, when she said goodbye, she went into my bedroom and where my girlfriend was and offered a threesome to us. So that was cool.
Was it like a weird salesman? "I offer you a threesome."
No, she was just like, "All right, bye guys." And then she like whispered in my ears, "If you ever want to have a threesome, let me know." I was like, "Oh, okay." And then I walk back in the living room and then I just see, "Oh shit." And then a huge flame rose up next to my house. Somebody carried a tiki torch that I had in the front yard to the backyard because he thought it was funny. So my friend, you know him, Doug. It was Danny. Danny did this.
Of course it
was. He carried it to He carried it to the backyard. It tipped over and fell and exploded right in the fucking right next to the house. And I was like, "Oh shit, the house is on fucking fire!" Everyone was screaming outside, and I went and grabbed a bucket of water and threw it on the fire, and it went out.
You ruined your threesome.
Yep. And there it went. It was almost had it, but it got destroyed by the fire. We one time at a 4th of July party at my buddy Dave's house, again, he lives like way out in the country. We used to go out to his house every 4th of July to shoot off fireworks because it was legal because it was outside of city limits and shit.
Okay.
And in his neighborhood, there's a bunch of houses like kind of nearby, but like everyone has like a couple acres of land, but there's so it was just constant fireworks, 360. Like everywhere you look, there was just fucking fireworks. It's awesome. And so we used to put the fireworks, like the mortars, into buckets of water because they're essentially like waterproof. Like you throw them in there and like it'll still fit in the bucket. So like essentially at ground level. And we do this every year. And like there's times where people should have died, like just should have died. And there's this one year, like it had been a dry season and like our parents were like, "Stop doing that. You're going to catch the yard on fire. You're going to catch the yard on fire," just yelling at us. And we're like, "Fuck off. We're not going to do anything." And then they set up two mortars on like they had like this base that they were shooting everything off in the back of like this thing of wood, and one went off. The shake of it knocked the other one off.
Mm.
It took off into the yard and caught the yard on fire.
Oh God!
Like a huge fire.
Foreshadowing.
So, like yeah, and then they had all of our parents had the gall to fucking yell at us that it was our fault, and it was like, "We fucking saw what you did. Like, hey, good news. We have buckets of water right here." Caleb can back that story up because I thought that was the day I thought my dad was going to punch Caleb in the face.
But your dad loves Caleb.
My dad yelled something. Yeah. Yeah. My dad yelled something at him and Caleb had some snarky like, "This is your fault." And my dad like charged up at him. And I was like, "Oh shit, Dad. No, that ain't me." I know you heard those words and you thought it was me, but it's not. You're about to hit your favorite son.
It'd be even better if he hit you instead.
Yeah. I posted a YouTube video in the chat because that happened at a party out on New Year's where a couple friends decided to shoot a bottle rocket off their nuts.
Why? No, you're an idiot.
No, not even bottle rockets. It was those big mortar cannons. They placed them on their privates and then let them go off. So,
why?
It was amusing. Town. It was amusing. Huh. Anyways, if you guys like our banter, like what we're about, welcome to the show. You can always listen to us on Audio Boom. They provide all of our bandwidth. They are our sponsor. We thank them for that. You can also subscribe there. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and anywhere else that you play your podcasts. You can also find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek, and of course, every Monday night right here on Twitch. We stream for your pleasure. You can interact with us in the chat. If you can't make it to a live show, if you just listen online but still want to interact with us, then hop on over to our Discord. It's a wonderful app. You can get it on your phone, you can get it on the web, or you can get it on your desktop. We have a thriving community. We interact with every day. Everybody's building some relationships there. If you want to meet some new friends, do that. It's a lot of fun. We've got some great groups going for PUBG. Destiny has grown into something in itself. It's huge. It's got like 40 people in the clan now. And all that's going to continue to grow. So there's over 200 people in the Discord. You can get hooked up with us.
There's I can tell right now there must be some sort of listening party going on. There's a bunch of people in one of the chats talking and listening, I guess, while we're all doing this. So yeah. Hi, guys. Hi. If you're playing PUBG, go get that chicken dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We also have some other shows that you can test out. If you like this one, you may like these ones. It's 8-Bit Saga. We have Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. So go support them. Go support us. And we're just happy that you are here. Now, we do this show for free. We don't ask for any money, but we do But we do ask for money. We don't. Hold on. We give it away for free. We don't ask for the money, but if you would like to give, then we have set up a Patreon for you to receive some cool benefits. We have some pre-show stuff, some post-show stuff. We have a lot of stuff, exclusive content that we put up there. A while back, Kevin and the crew did a Ghost Pepper challenge. That's up there on Patreon. You can watch that. We also have a free episode. Well, not free. You paid for it. But there's an episode of Saga up there, exclusive. It's the Kevisode
where he
came in and did that. There's
it's
also
a two-hour episode. It's a long episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
So there's a lot of fun stuff there. If you want to, you can get involved with Patreon. We thank you for it. All that money goes right back into the show. So thank you so much for everybody who does do that. And we also want to announce right here, right now. Can we get a drum roll? We have figured out the prize for 8-Bit Get Fit or Die Trying. Anybody who's involved in that, we have a pretty big crew. So we have two prizes thus far. Second place will receive a Garmin Vivo Smart HD fitness tracker. So that's pretty dope. That's a great prize. That's given by Simon.
I want to know what that is. I don't even know what that is.
Simon from the community, one of the fans. He donated that to us. It's brand new, and we'll send that off to you for second place. First place. Here we go. If you lose the most, the percentage of the most weight, right? Weight percentage.
Yes.
By the end of this thing, you will get a $100 Amazon gift card. So that's what you have to look forward to. That's fucking dope. Hopefully that will motivate some of you to get your asses in gear, because who doesn't like free money?
Yeah.
Right.
There you go. Hit it, Doug. Hit the hip hop horn. Do it.
I don't have it queued, man. I had it queued earlier because I used it.
Bow, 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 bow. There you go.
I got it.
There it is.
There it is.
Or we can do the Doug version. Pew pew.
Pew pew. And now this is where I hand it over to Doug, where he's going to talk about 8-Bit Horror Fest.
That's right. 8-Bit Horror Fest is starting really soon. It's actually only, about less than 15 days away at this point?
Mm-hmm. So close.
Yeah, 8-Bit Horror Fest is where we, as a network, Watch a bunch of scary movies in the month of October, and we review them. This year, we've got a bunch of other shows joining our lineup to help kind of with this event. We've got Nerd Foo, movie films with Bill and Steve. Well, else what we got? Bri-Fi Podcast, and We Talk Games, as well as Brainberry, 3D Saga, and Garbage Day. I think we're all also participating this year. So we've got a lot of content for you guys. We have shirts for sale. The design is, if you're watching the stream, it's the design that's right in between Kevin and I. I am also wearing the shirt right now.
Nice.
It's super comfortable. If you get, I mean, all of our shirts are comfortable, but I can't stress enough that the tri-blend, so soft.
It is very, very soft.
The shirts are on sale through the month of October, I guess, the entire month. That's what we're doing. Yeah. So you go get them now. They're cheaper than normal. And at the end of October, these shirts are gone. They're gone for good. So make sure to go get one of those. And what else? Is there anything else? Is that pretty much all of it?
I think that's it. I think you covered it all.
Thanks.
All right. Now let's get in to the meat and potatoes. Into misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
I've been here for a very long time.
I know.
I had to hit it over again because it kept going. It went, boy meets girl, 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 girl.
Nice.
Girl.
The Max
girl,
Hedger
girl,
version.
Girl. Girl. Girl.
Or boy meets girl, a lot of girl, girls, girl. Apparently.
So I was like, oh shit. So software issue. My bad.
Yeah.
Where's that Sean at?
What's up, fellas?
Hey! What's up, dude?
What's up?
Oh, not much.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's about it. Good job.
All right. What's going on?
We recorded a new episode of Saga this weekend for 8-Bit Horror Fest.
Nice.
I of course, as the star of the show, am in it. So, you know. Fuck Kel D-Bag. So it was, yeah. He can't respond. He can't respond because he's playing PUBG. I took the perfect opportunity to put that fool down. All right. Let's see what fun shit I get to read this week. Do you enjoy watching X-rated porn videos, ladies?
Do we ever?
Male for women and Van... What? How do you say that?
Van Nuys.
Van Nuys. Why is
That's
there
like
a U
the porn
in it?
Capital of the world.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, look up Van Nuys.
Why do you know this?
Hey, Sean, get to your misconnection.
Okay, cool. As in California, California. Age 41. Looking for a female who enjoys watching porn videos. I have a lot of sex videos. In case you guys are wondering, I am in fact the guy that tried to break the Google or the record for uploading all of the Amazon storage space, the unlimited storage space. I tried to see if that was true or not. That's me, and with all my porn. I have a lot of sex videos, and I love to sit back, watch them, and pleasure myself.
Ooh.
I am looking for a female who would come over and watch them with me while I pleasure myself. I sorry. So I'm gonna read this how it's written. I am a cock male.
Oh boy.
I'm sure I mean Caucasian, but also I have a ding-a-ling. I'm 185 pounds, 41, and have 50. What? And I have 50 roses. An hour if you are that lady.
Is there like a driver that drops them off hourly?
I love all colors of the female rainbow, but Latinas go to the front of the line. Please send stats, contact info, and a current photo, and put video in the subject line so I know that you were not a robot. If you are at a robot, end of the line.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Oh, man.
I've seen some upload issues on my side with the stream.
Yeah, same here.
No, I mean, my upload's at zero right now.
Uh-oh. Mm. Should I pause the pod?
Yeah, it looks like we're back up.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about. It was just a random just down spike just then. So we'll keep an eye on it.
It was all that porn uploading.
Are you gonna sign off?
Oh, yours truly. Sean Pinnish.
People in the chat are asking, has the podcast frozen? So
looks like
now it's back. Awesome. Okay. Sorry about that, peeps. In order to listen to his whole spiel, you'll have to listen to the podcast on iTunes or Spotify. All right, here we go. Hello, boys.
Oh, no. Hi. God damn it. Hi.
God damn it. Why?
I stepped on a toe or something. I don't know.
You want me to take a look?
He's the perfect doctor for that.
Hello, Sean.
What's up, doctor?
Is it penis or penis?
Oh, it's definitely penis.
Hey, well, I've got some horror stories to tell. Horror nights. Horror.
Like the woman down on the corner?
Horror.
Oh, okay. There it is.
Like scary.
Continue.
Boo. Horror nights. You were the only girl I saw wearing flip-flops. Male for woman at Universal Studios.
Here we go again.
I have to admit, you were the only girl I noticed at Horror Nights in flip-flops. As I saw your feet partially dirty, most likely I was assumed from the terror tram walkthrough. I imagine how your feet would be holding up in those flip-flops at Horror Night, since I know, and I bet lots of people have stepped on your toes or your heels. But I must admit that it's so amazing you decided to wear flip-flops at Horror Nights at Universal Studios, and I noticed you. Clearly, you and your gorgeous feet, whether you like to show them off, your feet, or just love the comfort of flip-flops, have to truly say you are so gorgeous. And I have to honestly admit your feet were the most beautiful thing that I've seen. Yes, I must have loved to have swept you off of your feet and would have given you the best foot massage on the planet.
Oh.
But I noticed your guy or the group you're with may not have approved of me coming with you. Those sweet, gently nervous words of kindness. Let me know if you're interested in that foot massage. I wouldn't mind. Oh, I mentioned as we discuss your experience at Horror Nights at Universal Studios, California. Tickets, only $22.99. Randall Savage, out!
Are you an attraction there, or are you just trying to sell extra tickets? Like, what's going on here?
Are we paid for this?
Are you getting a commission off of this?
Did we get paid for that ad? Thanks, Universal. Cha-ching. Although I hope they went through Audio Boom's their ad service, or we're going to get fucked.
Yeah, otherwise, you're going to get shut down.
We're fucking fired.
What up, y'all?
Oh, hey you.
Oh, what's up, Velvet? Man? It's been a bit.
Yeah, what's up, man? Big Sean over here. I heard about your little Halloween episode since we got...
Yeah, it's going to be the scariest episode of Saga ever.
I could dig it. I like it. I like watching stuff.
Because there hasn't been one yet, so it's actually probably not going to be that scary. But in comparison, it should be.
I love me some horror movies. I can get down with some horror movies.
Hey, sure. Sean. Yes. When can I visit
your, what is it? D&D?
Nah, we're good. We good.
You see, they stopped recording, Dr.
Yeah,
Savage.
The 8-Bit Horror Fest, that's the last one, man. It's how it's going to end.
Oh, yep. Okay. Well,
the internet is over.
It's over. It's done.
Oh. Well, that sounds fun. Yeah, I hope you guys had a good time.
That's all right. I was the star of the show. That's all that matters.
Yeah, he really is. Sorry, I was just letting y'all have your little conversations there, you know. I was talking about, I saw a horror movie. I saw Stephen King's It. And then I saw the porn bootleg called Tit. Let's just say some of them float down there because some of them are not real. So
I assume that the ones that aren't real are the ones that float.
Yeah, I mean, they are the true flotation devices.
That's true.
So this week, though, speaking of, it's not really fake titties, but titties. This one goes out to the pregnant beauty at Walmart. Male for women. SGV. Oh. That's like senior game video. Like senior game advisor for a GameStop.
What?
I think that's what she is.
Get on with it.
Hey, you got to ease into it. That's the beautiful pregnant woman who followed me into Walmart Saturday afternoon. Triple exclamation, by the way. I was really excited. You followed me in, and I could help but notice your big, beautiful, round belly. Kind of like mine. It looks like you are about to pop. If you're interested, I would totally rub down that belly of your with cocoa butter. That's all I want to offer. I don't want to do anything sexual or anything. I'm really happy for you being pregnant, and I just want to make sure this baby is given a great life. So I want to rub them down with cocoa butter, come out baby smooth. You know what I'm saying? With that said, I hope y'all love a week. Velvet Jones. Also, go see Tit. Conversations.
Speaking of Tit, it was number one at the box office again, making a fucking shit ton of money. $60 million for a total of 218 million.
And you saw it this weekend.
I did. I took Ashley to go see it.
The one guy that we thought would never see this movie went to go see it. In theaters, no less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was fucking awesome. It was legit. I thought the story, like, you take away the clown and the horror, and you still have a fucking legit 80s movie.
Horror?
No, the horror. He's talking about Bev.
You take away.
In the book, yes.
Yeah. You take away all that, and you still have an awesome 80s film.
Yeah.
So.
It is. It's really good. It's man, I loved it. I can't say enough good things about it. Doug, you need to see it already.
Yeah.
Is he going to be the good one answer. Who doesn't?
Huh?
Are you going to be the one who doesn't? Hey, guess what else came out?
I probably won't see it in theaters.
Mother came out.
Yeah.
Did you tell her children not to walk my way?
It got ripped apart. Mm,
did it ever?
People did not like it.
Because they were like, what the fuck? I saw somebody say, if you have to Google what a movie is about after you get out, it's not a good movie.
After you get out? It looks like a wax figure of Jennifer Lawrence on the front of this, like on the poster.
It is.
Right? Like her cheek is like chipped away and stuff.
Oh, is it? Okay, I'm not zooming in on it. So
well, that's just what it looks like. It looks like there's like, yeah, like it looks like a porcelain doll sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Like I heard someone said it was like torture porn and stuff, mm-hmm. but like,
go on.
Look at the cast list though. Like these are not the type of people you would normally see them. I guess maybe it's because the director, Aronofsky.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Ed Harris, Michelle Pfeiffer, Brian Gleeson, Donald Gleeson. Like, you know, those are all pretty respected actors and stuff. So I don't know, but apparently I saw some people like either their Snapchat or Twitter or whatever, like this weekend, they're like, just went and saw Mother. The fuck did I just watch? Like, that movie was fucked up.
Yeah, I have no clue. I don't even know what this is about. I didn't even know Jennifer Lawrence still does movies.
Good on her. Yeah, she totally got out after her second Oscar.
Might as well. Hey, you know what?
She literally
got what she wanted.
She just said recently, like this last weekend, that she's going to take a hiatus from acting.
Did she really?
Good for her.
Yeah, for like, that's what I said. I was like, fuck it. You've been doing it for like the last 10 years, like almost nonstop.
Enjoy your year.
Go take a goddamn break.
Mm-hmm.
She'll come back. She'll be like Jordan, wearing the 4-5.
Oh, no. That was bad.
Let's see. Speaking of some, keeping on the topic of horror films, there's going to be a new Halloween movie, and Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back.
You know, just for our listeners here on the podcast, I want to repeat that because that was a nice little blank.
Oh, did it for that? Hold on. Take two.
That's right. Yeah.
Keeping with the horror theme, there's going to be a new Halloween movie. And it will. It's going to be the return of Jamie Lee Curtis to the film,
nice.
To the series. And that gonna? Okay, I don't want to toot my own horn. Toot toot. But last week, I mean, listen, it wasn't a hard. It wasn't a really a hard. I called it.
No.
But I said that with it being so big and massive that it's going to open the floodgates for horror icons to come back.
Kevin and I both. It being so huge and massive, I just made a smile and he went. That's what she said.
Jerry knows his audience.
So I said that this will be the return of all the horror icons, which I'm excited about. And Halloween has just been announced. I'm sure we're going to get an announcement for Freddy and Jason soon. And Chucky is already going straight to DVD. Well,
Jason has been in the works for like the last 10 years, so that's still going to plan on happening.
Because they can't decide on what they want to do with it. Yeah. They don't want to make a found footage movie or what.
Yeah, and then like Leatherface is coming out this year also, so we're already starting to see some of the return of the horror icons. Now, I think what's going to be different is they're going to see with this movie that like, I feel like this is the same thing that should have happened after, what was it? The Conjuring made a fuck ton of money its first weekend and stuff too, where it was like, didn't cost anything to make, and then made a more than four times the budget or whatever its first weekend. Like, you can make good horror films and people will pay the fuck to go see them. Like, you don't need to make these trash horror films like Mother or Leatherface. Like, Leatherface looks like it's going to be pretty bad. But, like, make a good, scary movie and you'll attract a wider audience.
Leatherface has been rebooted more than Batman's parents have been killed. It's like every other year it's a new like reboot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. Like it is terrible bad. There was even one with like Renee Zellweger in it.
Jesus. Because we were looking up I feel like a couple months ago we were talking about the director of Toby, what's his face? What was his
Toby
name?
Hooper.
Toby Hooper, yeah. We were talking about him because he was directing something else, or I don't remember, or was involved with something else. And we saw that he was one of the executive producers on the new Texas Chainsaw, and then he recently passed away. Passed away like
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So, but that point being is that I hope that what they take away from it being so successful is you don't have to make a torture porn horror film to make a good scary movie. Like some of the best ones that have been coming out lately have just been. Like, while there are gory moments or there are some of those movies, it's, you know, we don't need more Saws because there's another fucking Saw movie coming out. Mm-hmm. We don't need, you know, more Hostel or whatever. You know, we don't need movies like that. Like, give us the fucking stuff that scared us as kids, but just somehow find a way to make it new without necessarily being, like, overly graphic.
I think that we have a good chance of that because of the director, David Gordon Green, who directed Pineapple Express, is doing this one, and he's co-writing it alongside Danny McBride.
Yes. Danny McBride.
I think that there's a good chance that this comes out to be pretty damn good.
I hope so. I really do too. Especially like what Doug was saying with like The Conjuring and everything, like where you can make a PG-13 movie and still scare the shit out of people. I'm not saying this should be PG-13. This should definitely be a hard R.
Yeah, I feel like it should be an R. And like again, you have these movies about like psychopathic killers. Yes, there needs to be gory, but I'm talking about like when they did the Halloween remake a couple of years ago. Like, you know, it was like Rob Zombie like gore and stuff, where it was just like some of it not necessarily in that movie, but like his House of a Thousand Corpses and stuff, where you're just like, that's just too much.
It's gratuitous.
Like, I'm not, I'm not enjoying this because it's just gratuitous and not
this,
fun.
The perfect example is the It movie. Like, there's a scene, I don't want to give anything away, but there's a scene in a bathroom that is just like, it's the, you're just like, God damn, this brings back so many memories of my youth and how much this fucking terrified me. And it was so good. And like, it wasn't like overdone. It was just enough to fuck with your mind.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited about this. And the best thing about this remake or reboot or even continuation is that John Carpenter has given his approval on this. So that, you know, that's pretty amazing because John Carpenter doesn't put his stamp on everything. So I'm excited. I really am looking forward to this, as long as it doesn't end up with like another Jamie Lee Curtis bump, like what was it, H2O?
H2O.
With LL Cool J.
Yeah. Oh boy, the late '90s, early aughts were fucking rough, weren't they?
Yeah, especially with horror characters, because that was like when every hip hop star was in a horror movie. Yeah. And like, I don't understand how, like, and we're gonna break the kayfabe of horror movies here, where it's like you could shoot Michael Myers a million times, fucking behead him, do all this stuff, and he keeps coming back. Yet Busta Rhymes does some shitty kickboxing on him, and then he stays dead.
Well, I mean, it's Busta Rhymes. Come on.
I guess so. He's like, woo-ha! Yeah, got bust, you all in check.
Bust your ass.
Yeah. Break your neck. So, yeah, that one was bad. Halloween Resurrection. Yeah, I don't even know why. I see saying the name even makes me feel dirty.
Yeah. I don't think we need, like, origin story reboots, though. Because that's, like, what the last Halloween, like, remakes were, the Rob Zombie ones. They're like,
it was like Rob Zombie. Yeah, it was like his telling of the story, which Rob Zombie always white trashes up the place.
I didn't mind the first one that bad, because I thought it was creepy enough. Like, it had its like, oh, this kid's fucked up.
Right.
But the second one was garbage.
Really? I actually like the second one better than the first one for the simple fact that Michael Myers was relentless as fuck, and I loved the mask design in that one because it was all like half ripped up and just so fucked up that, and I don't know, it just looked great. But every time he was like killing people, like, he wasn't like a silent killer, he was like grunting and shit. He's like, and like stabbing, like, it was, it actually like left a really good impression on me as far as it goes. The ending was stupid as fuck, but yeah. Michael Myers proper in that, I think he was very fucking scary in that one, and very, like, I guess grounded as far as like what those gritty reboots have been making. But I liked Michael Myers a lot more in Halloween 2 than I did in Halloween 1 of Rob Zombie's little thing.
I want to know how you take a character like Jason, though, and you somehow make him like scary again and relevant again. Like, I mean, he's always going to be relevant, but just, like, what can you do in his movies to make him different? And I've worried about this about a lot of movies. Like, Freddy Krueger in himself kind of lends himself to do and crazy new things because a lot of it has to do with, like, being in your nightmares and your dreams and stuff. That's just a never-ending fucking just crazy what-the-fuck zone that you just do whatever. But, like, you know, especially with Mike Myers also, where it's just like, Jesus Christ, dude, why are you still, how are you not dead?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I don't know. I want them to somehow be able to take his, and I don't know if it's the found footage idea. I thought that was, could have been a cool idea to begin with. Like, just like the campers out there filming and the shit's going wrong. Because think about, like, the game, Friday the 13th, the game. Like, any fucking time you see that camera, like, start to, like, freak out and you start to hear the
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, in the game, like, it makes it so tense because you, like, I mean, yeah, as a viewer, like, you know it's coming and you know, like, he's nearby. I don't know. I want them to somehow be able to translate the feeling that you get in the game and make it into the movie. Because that's what the original movies were like. But over the years, and after like all the shitty remakes and whatever we've gotten,
I there's only like been one that. Remake, and it wasn't terrible.
Well, not remake, but I'm
especially
talking about
compared
even, like,
to like, especially compared to like fucking Nightmare on Elm Street per se. Like, it was really good compared to that, but that's not saying much because Nightmare on Elm Street reboot was completely terrible. The way I would say to keep him intimidating I mean, just keep it old school Jason, where he's more of a stalker, like a stealthy stalker, because that was how he did his best kills, was like waited, kind of separating people. Once they were separated, like he would fucking like psychologically get to them and then fucking just sneak out of nowhere.
But I guess that's also part of my, like, with it being 2017 and the advances in technology, even in regards to camping and being at like a summer camp and all that stuff, like I feel like he would have a harder time with that, because like now it's like, oh no, my flashlight doesn't work.
Well, maybe that's why you don't.
Let me just turn my camera light on. Like, you know, like.
But they could still find ways to work with that. And especially being out in the woods, there couldn't be cell phone towers, maybe.
You don't need a cell phone tower to have the light on your phone.
Well, yeah, I know what I'm saying. But, like, you could have a scene, say, where they're like, oh, my flashlight don't work. And then they pop on the flashlight and Jason's right in front of them.
All right,
like,
Jer,
you can do things like that.
Hold on. I'm going to yell at Jer real quick. Jer, he froze. He's frozen.
His cam's frozen, or
you're frozen again. Well, Kev, let's just keep doing the show.
Cool. So J.J. Abrams returning to
Speaking of calling things right, J.J. Abrams returning to direct Star Wars Episode 9. Totally called that last week. I knew it was going to be somebody, but I mean, I guess I wasn't sure if it was going to be him or Ryan Johnson.
Yeah.
Jer,
am I back?
If you want to be.
I couldn't hear you at all.
Yeah, no. We didn't hear you, I swear.
Oh, I sat there trying to join in, but I was fucking forced out. Just like Ryan anything. Johnson was.
Oh, I see.
Ah! Yeah.
Oh, Ryan Johnson's still directing. It wasn't him that was forced out.
Oh, yeah. Who was it?
Colin Trevorrow.
Colin Trevorrow was.
Yeah. Beow, 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 beow. Hold on, I got it.
Got it.
For our podcast listeners, that was a hip-hop horn.
Yeah, sorry. I forget they can't hear it.
He's back after saying he wouldn't come back. I mean, I'm good with it.
Of course, because, I mean, we'll see how it goes, but I'm excited.
I mean, he did a fabulous job with episode 7, so how can I not be okay with episode 9, as long as he doesn't have a 15th Death Star.
What?
Yeah, what? I think it'd be the 4th at this point, but yeah. Just like, Jesus Christ. How do you have Starkiller 2 already? This doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. I let you have Starkiller 1, because sure, it's been 30 years, but fucking, are you kidding me?
He's probably the best choice because of the fact that he's not going to fight that much with Kathleen Kennedy.
They BFFs.
And, yeah, exactly.
They did have arguments in the first one, but, I mean, they got over it, and I think that they see eye to eye, and he gets a little bit of creative freedom while still carrying the torch of what Kathleen Kennedy wants this thing to be. And they have their own vision of what they want, and he'll be able to deliver. So,
mm-hmm.
No biggie there. This is pretty interesting. Game of Thrones will film multiple endings for the series finale to avoid any spoilers. So that's pretty badass. Now, they say it's coming out in 2019. Do you guys think that it's coming out in 2019 for any kind of? Do you think that they want them to finish the book first before they release this
There's two more books coming out, and the sixth one hasn't even come out yet. Now, I mean, they were saying originally there was rumors last year that it was supposed to be out last year, and then that got pushed to this year. And I will say that I saw Martin post on Twitter about a month ago that he was in New York meeting with his publishers, but he does so much other stuff aside from Game of Thrones. Who the fuck knows what he was meeting with them about? But the fact that he was in New York and stuff, like, for his other stuff, he doesn't really travel for those things. He does a lot of that stuff, like, at home. Mm-hmm. So him traveling to New York... you know, I don't know. We'll see if it comes out next year or not. And I don't know. I have no idea why they're waiting so long. I don't know if that's going to be their new practice, because we're also seeing a year in between seasons of Westworld.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're planning on doing this last season, this last 6 episodes, on some scale that like requires them to take that long. I don't know why HBO told them in the first place that they only had 13 episodes left between 2 seasons. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah. But every episode has been like, what, really epic from what I hear, though.
Yeah, but this last season was so short with 7 episodes, and normally they have 10. So you're already losing 3 hours of story time. They were fast. Everything was super fast paced. And like, there was times where it was like, okay, how fast did that bird fly to deliver that message? Because that is north and that's south, and those are a couple hundred miles in between. Like, you know, it's like, how fucking long does it take a bird to fly? Because it got there, and then they got there in a day. Like, bullshit. And so a lot of people have had issues with that, where it's like, but it's because of the storytelling, that the fact they had to cut their story down tremendously. And now the last season, last and final season, is only going to be 6 episodes long. So now, you know, they're saying they're going to be longer episodes. They're going to be like 90-minute episodes to make up for that. But at that point, what's the point? Why? I don't.
Maybe they don't want to break up the action per episode. I don't know. That sounds like it's gonna like be a movie every like. So they're gonna be releasing like 6 movies.
That's essentially what they do anyway. So I don't. Again, I don't understand. I don't understand.
Now on the book side, has George R. R. Martin confirmed that at least he's got an ending to the story? Because I don't want him to pull a Robert Jordan and basically leave everyone hanging, and they have to like have like a person come in to finish the story.
Now.
They have to have this shit locked down.
The reason, apparently he said that over the years, he's had several studios and writers and like people that do like screenplays and stuff, like approach him to make the show or the movie or whatever of Game of Thrones. And apparently he says, he said that like he always asked them, like two questions, like who is sitting on the Iron Throne at the end of the series, and then like who is Jon Snow's mother or something like that, one of those questions. And apparently like people like who, even if they've read the books, they just like bullshit some answer, or they give them their theory or whatever, and I guess that's how he decides who is going to do the show. But apparently the two what are their names, the two writers for Game of Thrones, apparently they gave him the right answers for both, and I guess were able to back up their reasoning for why things are set up this way and blah 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 blah. And so I guess that's why he went with them. So he had, because he has something in store, like he knows what his story is, and I guess that their vision, without having the material for like the last 3 books at the time, like they're on par with what he was thinking. And so he, that's why he agreed to let them do the show. So he obviously has a plan set, and I guess even though we're out of book territory at this point, I guess they're following his plan to some degree, but I'm sure things will obviously be different.
Okay. Once again, I just want to plan ahead of that, just because things happen and a lot of people have been dying lately, and George R. R. Martin isn't the healthiest dude out there.
Well, and there's like rumors that like he already has like ghostwriters set up to finish things for him, and apparently he has enough notes and things already written that like it shouldn't be hard for someone else to come in and finish the last like book. So
okay, that's good to know, because once again, like when Robert Jordan died, I don't think they had any kind of backup plan but to finish the series. They had to like bring somebody in, and he had to kind of just wing it, if I'm not mistaken. There could have been a ghostwriter planned, but yeah, that was, I heard that one was kind of a fuck job.
No.
True Lies is getting a reboot.
No one needs it. Let's move on.
Yeah, let me guess, The Rock's gonna be in this one too.
It's going to TV. It's a TV
that's
series.
Even worse.
Unless Arnold is coming back and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, not The Rock. You know who it should be. I wish I had a drop for this. I wish you guys could hear it. I wonder if it's going to be John Cena. Boop, 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 boop.
Boop, boop, boop. Terminator Salvation director Mick G has been tapped to.
Nope, moving on. Let's just move the fuck on.
I am completely out.
To executive produce the series and direct the pilot.
No, we're done.
Never mind.
We're done.
I've never even heard of this. Don't even want to know.
Is this going to be a TV show?
Yeah.
How do you make True Lies? Oh, God. Fuck him. Fuck MCG.
So, Player Unknown Battlegrounds.
Well, first, before we get to that, we got sent a few codes from some developers. So, we could talk a little bit about those games. We got some...
We got some new equipment this week.
What's that?
We got some new equipment this week as well. Ooh, three of us. Yeah. We can talk about those as well.
First up is a game called Maze. It's a game that got sent over. It's a puzzle game. I played on the PS4. It got released on the PS4 this week, and it's just okay. Like, it's just, you're in a maze of corn,
and the corner alive. They run around, and then there's a fucking bear who's alive, like a teddy bear and shit. And you go and you find your way through the maze. You solve some puzzles in a house, and I mean, it's just okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd recommend it maybe if you like puzzle games, but other than that, it's
what
probably
kind of
not
puzzles though?
Just like find shit, and like you have to mix you have to mix a couple things together in order to make something, and then like you have to find different parts to do different things in the house, like a meat grinder, and get a piece that was something stuck in there, and just some shit, some weird shit.
Now, is it a third person, first person, side scroller?
It's a first person. The graphics are beautiful. It's a beautiful looking game. Looks like it was made in like Unreal or something like that. But
okay,
you can take a look at the pictures. But it's a sight.
Okay.
Don't
forget, we also got Fjong. Fjong.
Fong.
Fong. Fjong. I want to call it Fjong.
Oh, did you play that?
Yeah, I did play it. It's essentially like, it feels like a cell phone game where it's one of those you have a chance to get like 3 stars per level or something like that, and you are this little like animal. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but you're like shooting into
cup.
Yeah, you get into this cup and he eats a bunch of gum and like floats away, and so you do that, and then the more levels you clear, the more people you have to try to get into this cup, and like you'll have a real fat one, and you have to pick them like a direction to launch them in, and they have to complete, like they'll have to sit on a switch to open the thing up, and then you have to jump them into there. So it's all right. It's pretty interesting. I think this was made by one person, so it's not bad for like a one man team there. But Fjong. It's pretty decent. Got a code for that to review.
THQ sent over a code for Baja Edge of Control HD, and that came out on the 14th. It's a remake, or not a remake, it's a HD version of the same game from...
Yeah, that came out on Xbox.
Came out on Xbox and PS2?
PS3.
PS3, yeah. From 2008. So, it shows its wear and tear. Like, it shows how old of a racing game it is. The controls are kind of spotty. It doesn't look that great as coming out of being HD, but it's doable. My son played it, and he said that he really enjoyed it, even though it was that old. And some of the stuff they did really well, like the dirt and everything coming off of the ground and the sand, but the tracks were uninspiring, and you can tell that they did not update anything much with that. Like, because they could have added crowds, they could have added a lot more to the tracks, and if they put some more work into it, I think it could have been a really decent title. But just slapping some new textures on there didn't do much for it. So
That's a bummer.
Yeah. So and then next week we're going to talk about Fortnite, because Doug got a review copy for that, and I've played it as well. So we'll talk about that next week.
You guys should play together.
I was thinking about maybe streaming some of that tonight, but I think it's going to be a PUBG night.
Okay.
Mm. We also got our hands on. We bought these the Razer Basilisk, which are their new gaming mice.
Yes.
They just came out. You can only get them right now. I was gonna try to hold it up, but like cord's not long enough. It's all wrapped up. Whoa.
There you go.
Yeah. It's all zip tied still or whatever.
It's pretty cool. It's part of the Chroma series too, so it actually changes every colors.
Yeah. So mine kind of matches the same color as my Chroma keyboard and stuff. I really like this mouse.
It's smooth. I do like that there's a little clutch on the side to where you can actually adjust the DPI. Mm-hmm. So you can, like, if you're playing a game like PUBG or anything and you want to slow down to aim better, you can click on that and you'll instantly slow it from like 1600 DPI to like 800.
800, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it feels nice in my hand, is what she said. But no, it's a good mouse. It like you said, it feels good.
Yeah, it feels real comfortable. And the thing I like about it too, the scroll wheel is adjustable. You could either make it softer or harder how you do this. And I like that feature because I like to have a little bit more resistance when I'm using the scroll wheel, and so I set the resistance all the way to up, and it's great. I like it a lot. It's a really cool mouse, and actually, after buying it, now I want to kind of get a Razer keyboard because I've got an old Corsair right now that's pretty much showing its age. That I'm thinking about getting like a Black Widow next, and just kind of matching up the chroma.
Yeah, I got that Black Widow Elite. It's really nice.
Nice.
What do you think, Jer?
It's cool. The clutch, I keep hitting the clutch with my big fat finger. I put the small, I put the tiny clutch on there, and it's a little bit better. I haven't really used it in practice yet, so I don't know if I'm going to keep it on there.
I haven't really used it in PUBG. You can always set it to do something else. It is a programmable button, mm-hmm. so you can set that clutch to be another trigger button or something if you want. I think I may set it to. I already set one of my button four or whatever, one of the other like thumb buttons is the inventory because tab kept fucking me up over on my keyboard. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think you can program something, or you've got that little rubber piece, you can just get rid of it. So
I'm still testing it. I have this setup going on right now. They're both in. I have the Razer Death.
Death Adder
Elite, and then I have the Basilisk, and so I'm still testing it to see how much I like it. I really like it. I've been using it for a couple days now, so far so good. I love the thumb placement where it's off of the pad and it has its own little nest. The only thing that I see as a negative with my big hands is that is a little bit on the smaller side, so my pinky finger does rub on the mat a little more than normal, but overall it's still a really comfortable mouse.
Man, I pulled that little zip tie thing off and now I can get back on. So now I have this super huge cable on my desk. Do this when we're not recording. So my old mouse, mine's up here. Mine already had kind of like a little like thumb area. Mm-hmm. So I was glad that this one had it too, because I was kind of already used to that like little. So
that's the kind of thing that I had on my old Logitech, and while I do like the Death Adder, it's not my preferred mouse. I think it's got too much play in the buttons, and I feel like I click things that I shouldn't with this one. The Basilisk does have a much tighter precision when it comes to the clicks, and they feel like there's some weight behind it, and you feel like you're actually just clicking what you want. I really like it so far for all of that. The only downside might be the size, but I think I can get over that. So. Other than that, PlayerUnknown's Battleground is the most played game of all time on Steam now. How about
good.
That? It's crazy. Yeah. It's nuts.
Which is surprising coming from, say, Dota and Team Fortress, which are technically free to play games.
Yeah,
the fact that people are paying, like the most played game is a paid game, is actually pretty goddamn impressive.
I don't know what it is. It catches you, man. It really does. And there's something like, I know that we keep talking about Battlegrounds every week, but it's once you're in the game, it's mixed this weird MMO like grindy but not grindy kind of thing, where you want to get your loot and you want to get it fast.
Yeah.
And if you're Ed, you get it first, and
and you ditch the rest of the team,
and then you
bitch about it when you get killed first,
and then you fuck everyone else up. But no, he's a good player to play with. There is, and then there's this thing, it captures your first person shooter itch, your third person shooter itch. It's team based. You could also go solo. It's got a fear factor to it. It's got an adventure. It's got a comedy factor to it. Like, it mixes so many genres into one, and it just grabs you and it doesn't let go, and you just always want to go back for more. And I think it says a lot for the game, especially because of how fast you could die, and it is a fucking loot simulator. Like, mm-hmm. I've never had so much fun being so bored in a game.
Right? Yeah.
That should go on their poster.
Well, like, another thing I like is you especially, I watch a lot of like of the pro gamers and stuff. I mean, people that are like paid to play, these games by like corporations and stuff, like play this game, but you'll even see them, even though they'll be streaming for 10 hours and they'll get like 8 or 9 wins that day, which is still a lot because these games last up to like 45 minutes or whatever. Like, you know, there's still the games where they drop in and they insta-die. Like, you know, like they drop in and someone just got to that shotgun first and just blasted them away. Like, there's that aspect of the game where it's more luck-based than skill-based. And in a game like this, because you have the games like Battlefield or whatever, Battlefront, I don't remember which one's not Star Wars, the normal one. Or
Battlefield.
You know, yeah, or Call of Duty or something, right? Where you have these multiplayer games, and if you're not in that shit grinding the first week, getting good at the game or like whatever, like you're behind. And then they're no longer any fun to play because you're going against these people who have like just massive like skill and whatever that are just better than you. Whereas this, again, if you are just one step faster at picking up that shotgun, you can completely like wreck a pro's day. And like when we saw that with the PUBG Invitational, where 2 days in a row, people who were weren't pro players, weren't pro teams or streamers or whatever, just people who walked in that morning, made it through the qualifier, made it through the day, won that day's tournament because they were just either better players or they just got lucky. Like they just had that luck with them that day, but they just landed in a good spot. They got good loot. They happened to kill people first. They managed to survive. Like that's what I like about it, is that you can not play for a couple days. You can come back and you can still feel like equally like competitive with everyone you're playing against and not feel like, well, shit, like everyone's super fucking good now. It still feels equal and like even in a way.
Yeah. Because that's
when you drop with nothing.
That's what happens I've said this before, like when the new Call of Duty comes out, I can play it for 2 weeks and feel like I am good at the game. And then after that 2 weeks, once the fucking everybody's used to it and knows everything, knows the weapons, knows the maps and how everything, it's over for me. Like I don't have the competitive edge and I just fucking die all the time. And in this game, I still feel like, you know, I can still have fun. And Doug, you don't even, I mean, you rarely play multiplayer shooters, right? And this is fun for you.
Right. Well, I mean, like Overwatch, it's a lot of fun to play with like a group of friends and stuff. But like, I feel like now it's gotten to the point, the last few times that we've played, we just get wrecked just because we haven't been playing, or at least I haven't been playing like as often. And you're going against people who just play and play and play and play and play. And they kind of have that advantage because they know what character they're going to play as. They know like that specific character's loadout or like in their specials and all that shit. And, you know, for me, who's just a super casual gamer when it comes to stuff like that, like I'm in and I'm just like, cool, I'm going to be bashing. I'm going to fuck some people's day up. And then we end up losing because like we were playing the fucking offense and I'm playing this goddamn Bastion. Right. Like, so I don't know. Like there's that. I feel like there's less of that in here, where there's not a character that you can necessarily get good at. Again, it's so much based on chance.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, if you're amazing at shooting people, then you're going to do great at this game and you're going to rack up those kills. But...
Well, yeah, and they've made things a little bit easier. You don't have to lead as much with the snipers as of recently, but that's, I guess, more realistic than it was before, as far as like when things actually start to drop more. And so... I don't know. I think the there are certain guns in this game that still suck that I watch people just tear me apart. And I'm just like, I don't understand how you did that. I can't get a fucking kill with this goddamn gun. But that's the thing, you know. But that maybe they may not be as good with a shotgun or, you know, or a pistol or whatever, right? Like there's people who are just really good with sniper rifles, and there's some people that are just really good with the UMP9. Jer, like, you know what I mean? Like some people just have a gun that they're just, for whatever reason, are really good with. And fuck anyone who tells you not to use the gun that you like. Fuck those people.
Thumbs up,
Caleb.
Damn. All the shade is being thrown today.
Oh, were you there for his stream when that happened, Kev?
No.
So Jared picks up an UMP9.
Oh, no, I had a
like a scar. Yeah, like a scar.
Yeah.
And he picked up an UMP9, and like in the chat, like all these people are like, oh, it's bullshit. Like, that's a bad gun. Like, that one's a better gun, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, I don't care. I want to use this gun. I'm better with it. And they're like, no, it's terrible gun. Like, don't use it. And then proceed to get like 5 fucking kills with it. Like,
Like, it showed
awesome.
Them.
It was awesome.
And then they were like, Scar's still better.
Scar's still a better guy. Kale's laughing in the chat. It was funny. It was awesome. That's what I'm just saying. Like, I mean, people are better with certain guns. I hate the Scar. The Scar is a piece of garbage in my hands.
Yeah.
I've never
made Give me the M4 and I'll destroy some teams.
Let's see. Cliff Blazinski.
God damn it. Cliff Blazinski.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No.
Did you not hear it? That's what I said. Yeah.
Cliffy B says that he may need to be less of a dick to draw in more Lawbreakers players, or how about the arena shooter did not work out like you planned because people have moved on from it. And while nostalgia is fun and it's nice to go back and try a game of Quake every once in a while, nobody's buying in on the arena shooter and the speed of it. And it's just not a thing anymore. Like, I wanted it to be a thing. I remember back when Doom was getting released and I went and play tested it. And I remember coming onto the show and saying, holy fuck, guys, this is it. Like, it's back. It's fucking awesome. I can't wait. Never got into it. It just didn't materialize. And it wasn't for the masses. He created a game. He took a chance. That's great. But you being, yes, are you a fucking dick? Yes, you are. You're self-centered. But you get to be when you've made some of the biggest hits in gaming. You tried something new. Congratulations. We all fail on things that we do. It's time to move on because nobody's fucking playing that game.
Yeah.
I think the peak it's had is like 1,500 players.
Eesh. Hey, that's not bad.
Oh, right here.
Don't even 1,500,
nope,
you said?
191.
Peak?
The peak was 191.
Yeah, according to Steam Spy, because it doesn't register, obviously. Peak concurrent players yesterday, just a month after launch, was 191.
Oh. Okay, I wonder what the peak was all time, though. I think the peak all time was only like 5,000 or something like that.
Yeah. So, but for a day, 191 is terrible.
You know what did pretty good? Battleborn.
Hey, speaking
better
of...
better than this game.
I didn't put that in the news, but they're shutting down development for it. They said that there's no updates coming for it, and you can enjoy playing on their servers for the time being, but everything else is done.
Well, that's what assholes get for comparing it to Overwatch when it has nothing to fucking do with Overwatch.
I will 100% agree with you on that. I think that its release timing was shitty, and I think that the fact that for whatever reason people decided to compare it to Overwatch when it like was different in its nature
you
was
have
very
a mobile versus an arena shooter.
Yeah, it was very unfair to it in its release. I also think, again, at the day that like it was released at a shitty time, it should have waited. It should have pushed it.
It released a week before Overwatch.
Like 2 weeks before Overwatch.
Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, the thing that sucked about it, once again, and the story was actually really fun. It had a Borderlands-esque story to it. But, once again, it got shoved to the side because everyone was like, Overwatch is going to be better. And it's like, Overwatch is a completely different game.
Yeah, but
it's not going to be better. It's apples and fucking oranges.
It was such a huge sorry, people keep opening my door about a fucking lizard that they caught. My wife, I'm sorry to screw up the momentum here, but this is a story I need to tell. She walks into my office twice, and she the second time she goes, we finally caught the lizard and I don't know how to get it off the wall. So I text her and I said, use a piece of paper and slide it in between the wall and the cup and then bring it the fuck outside. And then she goes, I can't do that. I'm going to call the neighbor and maybe he can help. So she calls the Mr. Policeman neighbor and he just opened my door and he has the lizard in his hand and he's like, look, and he starts making it talk with his finger and then he walked out. So Nintendo
put a lock on that door, my friend.
So yeah. Nintendo is bringing back the classic NES.
Hey, real quick before we start talking about that bullshit, we just got a donation from I think King
King Rexon. King
$2.70. It said something about curds. Cheese curds.
The almighty cheese curds.
Yeah, for $2.70, bringing our total up to $886.90.
Nice.
69.
Nice.
Yeah. So Nintendo's bringing back the NES Classic in 2018. Somehow they found the parts.
Fuck Nintendo. Yeah, god damn it.
They found the parts, guys.
Yeah, they went looking in that storage closet where their janitor said he totally didn't take all those missing parts and I guess found them.
What it was is it was all the third party sellers that couldn't sell them ended up selling them back to Nintendo, and they're like, hey, we got a new stock.
I'm going to try to get one. I mean, I don't know why, but I'm going to try.
Why? You know how to make a pie, dude.
I don't want a pie. We've already discussed this, Kevin.
You can get this 3D printed if you just want the skin for it.
I don't want the skin. I want the ease of turning it on and playing it. I don't want to go through 50,000 menus and then resolution checks and all this other shit to play a game, Kev. I just want to plug it in and I want to play it. And that's what my son wants to do. And that's what Ashley wants to do.
All right, man.
I don't want to get a phone call or my door opening when I'm recording live going, how do you turn on the Pi?
Okay.
I'm going to ban Ryan in the chat real quick because he says AR greater than up, not even close. I will see you in 10 minutes, bud.
Oh, God, you did ban him. Oh. Damn. He's drunk with power.
Oh, let's see. There was, what was it? Bethesda came out with this Creation Club. We talked about it a little bit here. And it was essentially paying for mods. And somebody made a mod to get rid of that mod.
Oh, man. See, now this is the part that's going to get shut down because they fucking with their money. You know, it's all fine in games until you fuck with somebody's money.
Mm-hmm. So people got so sick of Creation Club that someone created a mod to remove every mention of it in the Fallout 4 menu system.
That's hilarious.
And it has 15,000 downloads so far.
Good.
Yeah. So that's people so are funny. Enjoying that. Let's see. Oh, this is so exciting. Kev, I'll let you talk about the Nintendo here after this, okay?
Okay.
Rocket League has a fall update and it's fucking huge. They're doing like they're converting all of the oddball arenas into regular arenas where you can compete in. So instead of like having levels and shit, it's just like the normal fucking ones. I don't know what shape they are. Rectangles.
So they just level them out, like kind of just put them on even ground is what you're
saying.
Yeah.
And they're the size, regular size now. Okay. They've got more cars coming. They've got over like 100 new items that you can dress up your car with. They've got all this fucking, what else are they doing? They're doing land party mode where you can do tournaments, where it's got like these special events where you can compete in and get special prizes. And it's just got a ton of shit. I know that you guys haven't played it a lot. I haven't played it a lot. I still play it every once in a while. But this is a game close to my heart. I love it.
It's a great game.
I fucking love it. And it keeps me coming back for more. So watch out for that if you're interested. Okay?
Yeah.
And crossplay. Like, they're working
more
on
more and more stuff on there.
Yeah, they're working on crossplay groups. So you can actually group up with PS4 or Xbox One people now and have them in your group and play with them. So that's dope
as
shit.
Well, not now, but they're working on it.
They're working on it for the fall update. So there's that. Kev reached his goal and got himself a Wii U.
I got a Wii U. Yeah.
Did you reach your goal? Did you actually reach your goal?
No, I ended up selling a couple things. Yeah. eBay, help me reach my goal.
Hey, where's that? I can't see the cabinet. Did you get rid of the cabinet?
Yeah, did you sell that?
No, I've got it right here.
Is that a picture? Is that a picture?
I can't see it on the stream, so it's not there. So you sold his cabinet.
No. No,
how did you afford it?
Just sold a couple things on eBay, man. Just made things work.
Yeah, you sold your mic.
You sold Windress your old microphone.
Yes, and her and Paul might contribute to
I'm sorry,
a Horror Fest. I'm sorry, her and Paul.
Paul.
So, yeah, it was awfully cool of them to do that, and they are good people. I love them so much. Thank you, Windress and Paul. So, yeah. I ended up picking up a – well, fuck Nintendo first off. But
I ended up
picking up a Switch last Wednesday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, fuck
I'm
Nintendo.
I'm never giving them my money again
I'm never
for the times
buying
I'm going
this.
To.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Huh?
What do you think of the Switch?
The Switch itself is okay. Legend of Zelda is amazing. Just it is what I thought it would be, and it's an epic adventure. I'm really enjoying it so much. There's so many times in this game that I'm like, huh, that'd be cool if I could do this. Huh, let's try and see if I could do this. Oh shit, I could do this. And like set things on fire and just using unorthodox ways to kind of solve puzzles. It works and it's pretty awesome. I ended up getting Legend of Zelda, Mario Kart, because I had a buy two get one free coupon for GameStop. I got Legend of Zelda, Mario Kart, and Mario Rabbids, that one Rabbid Kingdom or whatever. And that game ended up being really fun. I've been putting the most time into that, actually, because it's a fun little like pick up and put down shooter. It's like XCOM, but all cutesy like. So, but yeah, the Nintendo Switch itself, I'm not in love with it. As far as like, once again, they're back to friend codes or just really weird ways of adding people. If you want to use their voice chat system, you have to download a separate app. I mean, we all knew this. We talked about this on the show before. The marketplace is still very unorganized. You can't really look at everything. You have to really know what you want to be able to find stuff in there. Like I had to manually look up Blaster Master just to try to even get the demo from it. But like if you just look on the store, it's not going to be just up there. Like there's no categories or anything like that. It's kind of strange. Virtual console is non-existent at the moment. And here they are wanting to charge people like a monthly fee for it. So it's, they better up their game because their online stuff is just, it's still a joke. So.
Yeah. And I feel like it always will be.
Yeah. And they're always, it seems like they're always going to do one step forward, two steps back. And I like the technology that's put into it, but they need to better utilize it. And like I said, with Zelda, it's a prime example of they know what they're doing. They're just not doing it for everything, and it's unfortunate. So, but as of right now, I have a Nintendo Switch, and yeah,
I'm feeling pretty good. Sells that too.
Yeah. So,
you gonna sign it and then sell it?
Go Nintendo! Yeah,
yeah. It's autographed.
The best.
How much you spend on that? Just the console.
Just the console. It was like
$300.
You say $420, right?
I bought 20.
All right, yeah. You can buy the autographed Kev's Nintendo Switch for $690.
Yeah.
What's up?
So, yeah. It's like I said, I'm back to being a Nintendo guy. The only system I've never purchased from Nintendo was a Virtual Boy because I was young, too young for that, and they only released like 5 of them.
Well, it's nice. It's nice to hear you complimenting them instead of saying you hate them.
Yeah, I'm back on the Nintendo ship, everyone.
I hate them. I'm gonna sink that ship.
Yeah.
Actually, so
not,
you know what?
I'm not trying to be a Nintendo fanboy.
You know what? No. It's gonna sink itself. I'll give it 2 months.
2 months.
You're gonna play all those games you have, and then you won't have anything new to play.
You'll be like Jeremy.
You'll be like Jer, wondering why you spent the money on it after Doug said, "Hey, man, don't waste your money on that."
I still think it was worth it for Zelda for another two months.
Nah, you know why? Because Zelda, you can also get on the Wii U and it looks exactly the same.
Yeah, but then you'd have to buy a Wii U, so you're still supporting Nintendo.
No, you can buy a Wii U emulator and play it on that.
You could buy a Wii U emulator?
It's $9.99.
That's $9.99.
Come on, man. eBay.
Why would you buy a Wii
U? So that's the show, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Come back next week. We'll have some more fun. Stick around for the Q&A. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right. Until next time, love, hugs, and all that bullshit.